excuse me, can I get a cup of coffee, please? Excuse me, watch out. Excuse me, yeah, can I get a cup of coffee, excuse me?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am that person. I want you to forget all your problems. I know you have a lot of problems. I'm aware of most of them. Just forget all of them. Just relax. Let me take over. I will just sip. Just shut up. Let's make believe that I'm going to entertain you for about half an hour. Let's just make believe. I don't care how much you hate your life. I hate your life too. It's not the point. Just let me do this. Can I get you anything? Would you like a scone? A scone? I don't even know what the hell that is. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the White House. There usually is. Let's go to the White House. President Trump, you've done it again. What did he do now? What did you say now? What did you do? Crazy bastard. What did you do now? God, you crazy bastard. Did you rape somebody again? Oh my God, that is so crazy. Yeah, there's been another accusation that your president, your little golden boy there, he apparently, quote-unquote, raped somebody else now. This is 23 years ago. Yeah. According to this woman, the president, back in the late 90s, shoved her up against the wall and started kissing her, and she pushed him away, but he kept at it and groped her. And, you know, most people say that's not something that Trump would do. Yeah, it is, because he's been accused 18 other times of doing that to women. And also, in a bus on Entertainment Tonight, he even said that that's what he does and that he can have any woman he wants because he's famous, and he explained what he does. I mean, he gropes them, he said. He's kind of nuts, man. You got the Me Too movement, which, for those of you that may not be familiar, that's not two kids talking to each other. Hey, I got a new bike. Me too. Me too. Hey, my parents are taking me to Disney World next weekend. Me too. Me too. Me too. And I wanna go to the store and buy some candy. Me too. Me too. That's not what it is. That's not what it is. And with this Me Too movement, you have the president who does this stuff. It's like incredible. I don't understand it. It's like Twilight Zone. It's like parallel universes. This is the stuff we won't tolerate anymore. By the way, this is the president, and he does that. So, wow. Wow. Anyway, the accusation has been made. Here was Trump's response. I never met this woman before, and yet there's a picture of him with the woman. Well, I don't know how anybody can take a picture of someone standing next to them, but I never met her. Yeah, right, yeah. Right, Mr. Gropey. Remember Three's Company, Mr. Roper? Trump is Mr. Groper. Let's face it, let's not kid ourselves, shall we not kid ourselves? Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And one asks, like, why do Republicans put up with this guy? Why did this Republican Party become the Trump Party? And the answer is because he put some people on the Supreme Court that they wanted who are really conservative. And he's into having guns for everybody and all. He's, you know, a lot of the conservative stuff he actually pushes and goes for. But other than that, he's totally disgusting. And any man or woman or whatever else can vote who supports his behavior has got to, like, be, you got to be questioning yourself. I don't know. How is it that Joe Biden, he's running for president on the Democratic side, in case you haven't woken up yet. How is it that Joe Biden touches a woman on the shoulder and for some reason that's uncomfortable? And yet here's the president of the United States who walks around raping people. Ron, those are accusations. Oh, yeah, right. 19, 20 of them. That's right. Those are just accusations. Hey, the man said on the bus that this is what he does. Come on, man. What more evidence? He said on the Entertainment Tonight bus, we heard it. We've got the tapes. He says, I go around groping women. This is what I like. So anyway, so Trump's response to this latest accusation, it happened 23 years ago, wasn't that he didn't rape her, just that he never met her. I don't think you have to meet somebody to rape them necessarily. And then he said, besides, she's not my type. Oh, Donald. Oh, my God. That was like the wrong thing to say. She's not my type. Hey, if I were going to rape somebody, it wouldn't be her. Oh, Don, that's not a good response. That is not a good response. So why is it that Donald can act like this, and yet Joe Biden puts his hand on people's shoulders to say hello, doesn't touch him in weird places, just like gives him a like friendly hug? That's bad, but yet Trump does all this crazy crap, and no one says a word. Nobody says a word. These evangelical voters, even Pence is extremely religious. How can Pence stand there next to Trump and just know what kind of a guy he is? I don't get it. Parallel universe. I'm living in a parallel universe. Something's weird. Something's awfully weird. Anyway, a lot can happen in a year and a half, unfortunately. And that's not good. That's bad.
You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the gentle, fast-acting laxative of the podcast world. Don't you feel better already?
Yeah, no, I don't feel better. No, I don't, actually. I don't really feel better at all. May I talk about myself for just a few minutes? Because maybe something that I'm experiencing, you might experience it too and say, ooh, wow, I have that problem too. Not that I have problems, but here's a problem that I have. I've been very gassy lately. Oh my God, Ron, are you going to talk about that? Hey, haven't you... Isn't gas and bloat uncomfortable? I don't know if somebody's fat or whether they're bloated with gas. And that's a very uncomfortable thing. I need to diagnose them. I don't know if you should lose weight or someone should pop a needle in your stomach and let the gas out. I don't know the difference. I really don't. I was told by this woman that in order to lose weight, here's what you do. Come here. Come closer to the speaker. Here's what you do. You take laxatives. Laxatives? Yeah, it cleans your system out. Oh, and that makes you thinner? I don't know, a little bit. Wow. I'm kind of scared to try it. The only laxative I've really ever taken in my whole life has been X-Lax, which is a wonderful name for a laxative. It really is. There's no question what that thing does. Yeah. What does X-Lax do? It's in the name, idiot. It's a laxative, and X means, like, we don't even want to talk about it. Just take it and shut up. Here's the best thing about X-Lax. It's chocolate. It's a bar of chocolate. Marketing, my God, you're a genius. It's a bar of chocolate. And you take a little square. You take a little square off the end of the bar of chocolate, the X-Lax, and you eat it, and it tastes like freaking chocolate because it is. And then, like, later on, you go to the bathroom, and you say, wow, eating chocolate, go to the bathroom. This is not bad. I haven't done it in a long time, but I'm kind of wondering if I should call the X-Lax people. I don't know that there are X-Lax people. I guess there's a phone number you can call, and someone picks up the phone and says X-Lax, which would make that official. But here's why I wanted to suggest to them as a marketing thing that people who are gassy or overweight should, like, take X-Lax on, like, a semi-regular basis. And I don't know if that's safe or not. But here's the deal. Start making it in different flavors. What do you mean, Ron? Cherry chocolate X-Lax. Tasty! I just have that for dessert. How about dark chocolate for people that like dark chocolate, you know, that want less sugar? Dark chocolate X-Lax. Oh, my God, what a wonderful idea. How about caramel chocolate flavored X-Lax? Get me a couple of bars now. I'll break it up and put it in my ice cream. I believe that some of the large ice cream makers will say, whoa, this is a great idea. Seal Test ice cream, Friendly's ice cream there. Let's put little chunks of X-Lax in it for people that are bloated and love chocolate, too. And there's, wow, that's a great idea, Ron. See, I have tons of great ideas that when you talk about them, they make a lot of sense. And then when you start examining the ideas, they make no sense. They're either dangerous or stupid. But when you talk about them, it's not so bad. I guarantee you, when this show is over, you're going to go buy some X-Lax. You may not take it right away, but you're going to have it handy just in case. It's an incredible invention. They should do everything chocolatey. Everything. Chocolate aspirin. Well, it's not a bad idea either, Ron. I know. On the surface, it sounds wonderful. When you look into it, not so good. I know. On this show about 5 years ago, I ranted about chocolate and the fact that there's no chocolate chewing gum. And Tori Lagarde, who does the show with me on Mondays, for my birthday about, I don't know if it was my birthday or my anniversary or what the hell it was. The two of them just meld together. I don't celebrate kind of anything really with any kind of vigor because it's just always disappointing. Like, you know, my birthday's coming, here comes the big day, and then the big day comes and it's not so big, and then it's a letdown on your birthday. No, I don't play those games. No. I don't build things up just in case they're not going to be really come through for me, and they usually don't. You build things up beyond what they can possibly be. I'm going to have the best birthday ever. Oh, are you really? I see. Your expectations exceed reality. So I wouldn't go there if I were you. So Tori brings me a plastic bag filled with boxes of chocolate gum. So, oh my God, I've been searching the planet for chocolate. I haven't searched the planet. I haven't even left my hometown. I haven't searched the planet at all. And if I did, it wouldn't be for chocolate gum. But all right, supposedly I searched the planet for chocolate gum. I couldn't find any. Went online, nothing. But here it is, chocolate gum. And Tori will tell you my reaction to seeing the chocolate gum was like, it was orgasmic, way beyond what anybody would react to for gum. Way beyond. And I remember when I got home, I opened up, like a kid at Christmas, I opened up this little box of chocolate, the gum, and I put the gum in my mouth, and it was wonderful, this gum with a chocolatey flavor. Problem was, within about 15, 20 seconds, the flavor of the chocolate in the gum had gone away, and I was basically just chewing a piece of plastic with no flavor whatsoever, which is a fairly disgusting idea. So here, all the years of, chocolate gum, I must have the chocolate gum. Idea, excellent. Actual thing, not so good. Hey, man, that's life. That's life itself. When you're having a baby, you're giving birth. Oh, look at the little baby. This is, oh my God, this, my life is going to change. It's going to be wonderful. I'm bringing up this fetus of a child. Wonderful. 2-3 years later, the kid's screaming his head off, her head off, causing trouble, taking the car at night, never coming home, making your life a living hell. Concept, idea, wonderful. Reality, not so good. I'm just saying. Now, not every child, of course, gives those kinds of problems. Some children are wonderful. That's like winning the lottery. You know, that's like one out of a million. Otherwise, concept, wonderful. Execution, not so good. Not so good. Not exactly what I had expected in the playbook here. Not so much. Idea, wonderful. Otherwise, not so much.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Okay, let's speak to our guest for today. Hello, Dr. Tan.
Hey, good morning.
It's good to be with you. Dr. Barry Tan is with us. He is considered one of the world's most foremost experts on vitamin E. He's also author of a very interesting publication called The Truth About Vitamin E. And I got to tell you, I was looking forward to speaking to you because vitamin E confuses me more than anything else. Very quickly, about 15 years ago, I was told that vitamin E, take it every day, a very strong regimen, it's good for everything. And then one day my doctor said, well, you should kind of stop taking that now. And I couldn't figure out why. So I'm looking to you for like a more recent study on what vitamin E actually does, and is it worth it?
Yeah, and even before that, I would steal my own time to say something. I met a Harvard professor just last week, and she continued to study the reason why your doctor tell you not to take. Just published a paper that say that vitamin E, as it is now on the market, is equivocal. You know, about a third of the time, it works. And about two-thirds of the time, it doesn't work. And then worse, then it's about 20% of the time, then it works against you. All so right. then it potentially can do more harm than it is any use for, and it's highly equivocal. So that's the reason on the contact. As to this vitamin E that we are talking about, the study was funded by the Danish government. Mm-hmm. They're ranked 6th in the recent Walton Best healthcare system, and the U.S. is ranked 19.
Right.
The reason that they funded it was because the special form of vitamin E, annatto-tocotrienol, has had so much earlier preclinical success. So the results of the first study that they did was on patients on terminally end-stage ovarian cancer, on standard of care when they take certain drugs. When they add this annatto-tocotrienol to the diet, their life expectancy essentially double. So, and there are no side effects attached with the taking of this vitamin E. So we are thrilled to report that.
Okay. So this is a different animal than what was being discussed decades ago.
Yes. The decades ago, that vitamin E is called tocopherol.
Right.
It's still on the nutritional bottle 95% of the time when you go to buy, not 9%, 95% of the time when you go take a bottle of vitamin E, it would be tocopherol. Tocotrienol are hard to find, and the information is rare, so I appreciate your bringing it to the audience like that.
Very, very good. Does it go beyond helping cancer patients? Are there other benefits for those that don't have cancer?
Yes. Very good question. It helps in people with chronic conditions.
All right.
And the chronic conditions that we have tested are people with metabolic syndrome, which means that they have pre-diabetes, a little bit more weight that they carry than needed, like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a more serious case to that would be another chronic condition called fatty liver disease. It's big deal. If you look at that, it's an epidemic, you know? Like, for example, 25 million people with diabetes, maybe 30 million people with pre-diabetes, and then you have 80 million people adult with fatty liver.
Ooh.
It's a bad situation like that. And we tested on people with fatty liver disease and helped. And the other chronic condition we tested are on postmenopausal women that have osteopenia, the stage of losing bone density before they become osteoporosis. So those are some chronic conditions that we have tested.
Wow. What is it about this vitamin E that makes those reverses or extends those possibilities?
If you think of a human cell, we have 38 trillion of them, which is 5,000 times the population of the Earth, a little bit
hard
to handle.
It's a lot. Yeah.
If you think of cell wall, this vitamin E is uniquely suited in the cell wall to protect the cell wall from oxidation. And then between the two vitamin E, the tocopherol and tocotrienol, the tocotrienol is suited better because it anchors less deeply onto the cell wall, so it spins around the bean-looking shaped cell much faster, 50 times faster than tocopherol, and therefore able to capture free radical more efficiently.
Okay.
And in tests that hundreds of scientists have done, they are consistently able to show this.
Okay. Now, you and I know that as far as physicians are concerned, there are some clinics where they are part of the pharmaceutical world and they only prescribe pharmaceutical drugs. And a lot of physicians may not even know about this form of vitamin E. Is that indeed the case?
That is indeed the case. And the people that we have encouraged or doing clinical study and animal study on these, they are not the standard medical people like that. However, I think the tide may be changing because the normal vitamin E essentially is a blah. Yeah. You know, it's on dead wood area.
Right.
But the new vitamin E, like tocotri, you know, is beginning to get traction. Even the discovery of this new vitamin E is 40 years lapsed from the original vitamin E. So, therefore, the information coming out is more recent, like your radio station is now doing.
Right. Okay. Now, this new vitamin E, I understand, comes from a natural source. It comes from plants and rice and that kind of thing, as opposed to what was previous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This vitamin E, a natural source, I'm highly interested in it. But about 22 years ago, I was in South America, and I saw this plant. It's called annatto. Uh-huh. It's not a strange plant. Mm-hmm. If you go to a supermarket, if you buy cheese, that nice yellowish-orangey hue, if you look in the back, it will say annatto color. That's it. That's the word. So when I remove the color, there it is, the vitamin E. And the vitamin E in the plant, in that kind of vitamin E, tocotri, you know, is there to protect the degradation of the color. See? You can pick up from nature, protect the degradation of the color. When you consume in the human body, it will protect the degradation of our cell. Okay. Very simply, that is correct.
Well, if I had some kind of condition that would shorten my life, such as cancer or diabetes, I would definitely try everything that was feasibly possible to take care of that. And this is one of those options. But how would you obtain this?
As to a person with diabetes or something or cancer, then an approximate amount is anywhere on the low side, 200 milligram a day, to a high of 400-500 milligram a day. To obtain detailed information, if you come to my information website, barrytan.com, it's spelled BARRIETAN.com, and we just completed writing a book, so if you type the code word radio, then we can send you a copy of the book. In it, I'll describe in greater detail, and also where you might be able to get this supplement online and in store.
Very good. Well, it's good to know that there are options, and thanks for clearing up this vitamin E thing. I mean, at a point, my physician actually said vitamin E is like the wonder drug, and I guess it can be again, but not in the previous form.
That is, I think that you put it in the best succinct way. I'm 100% with you.
Good.
If time allowed more, I could have expanded more. But as it stands now, the old vitamin E is really passe.
Okay.
And the new one most people don't know about is this tocotri. You know, the old one is called tocotro. It's on the cereal box and everywhere. And the new one is the one that has what we call differentiated properties from tocotro.
Very good. Well, doctor, thank you for that information. Very important. One more time, that website is barrytan.com. That's BARRIETAN.com. And it's great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Interesting stuff, you know. By the way, whenever we do interviews, we do not endorse any ideas or products. A lot of them work. I guess some of them don't. I really don't know. I just put them out there, man. You do what you want with it. But because you hear it on the show doesn't mean it's because we're excited. And you know, I even sound excited when I do the interviews because otherwise no one would talk to me. But in the long run, you decide whether it's something you want to embark upon or believe or whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I think you do. My listening audience is quite intelligent, frequently more so than myself. That's actually not true. I just said that in order to make you feel better about yourself. honesty is a very painful thing. We're out of time for today. This has been fantastic. You have been, like, better than usual. Really? You have. Okay, it's time to get dressed now and go out and conquer the world. And if you're driving and you got undressed, you got more of a problem than I thought you did. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.